This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
I'm Dr. Jonathan Clark.
And you guys are listening to a fun week of podcasts that we're about to have.
Yeah.
I think before we go any further, the ladies will appreciate this update. Pastor John will not be wearing a dress.
Yay.
Due to our fantasy football. Now, some of you guys might be hearing that and being like, what on earth is going on? And the agreed upon punishment for our fantasy football league was that the loser, the person in last place, would have to wear a dress to draft night, which is not anything, you know, totally crazy. We just get together, eat some burgers, and draft for our fantasy football teams.
I was in last place all year until the very end. And the only problem with that is somebody else has to wear a dress. And I feel sorry for them, but not too much. Just a little bit, but not too much.
It's all a blast. It's all in good fun. And I'm not in last either. I guess I better make sure.
Well, you check. You need to check again. Right. Never know.
Fourth place is where I ended up. Anyway, all right. So how to read the Bible in a meaningful way. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Pastor John, why don't you take it away?
Yeah, I remember when I was 16, I had been away from God, fighting God for a couple of years. Those were really horrible years. There was a lot of torment and just anguish. And I came back to the Lord and God and surrendered, and God started doing a lot of healing in my life. And I had a particular mentor that I was with a lot. And there came a point when he said, you know what would be good? You've got a job now where you have some time. He said, why don't you start reading through the Bible? And in his day, he said, start in Matthew chapter 1. And, you know, read maybe a chapter or two a day and just take notes. And I remember doing that. I had grown up in a Christian home. I'd heard a lot of stuff, but I hadn't really just went through the Bible on my own systematically. And I remember it being good. I don't remember if I actually got through the whole thing and made notes, because that's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I remember that being a good thing. And today I'd like to draw from three verses that I'm going to reference all week long, because I think they're pivotal to how to read the Bible in a meaningful way. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now that's the key phrase, and it goes on and it says, and is profitable for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So all the Bible is written by God. And then Hebrews 4:12, it's a great verse. It says, the word of God is living and powerful. Another version says active. The word of God is living and active, powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the vision of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. I mean, that's pretty powerful if it can separate soul and spirit. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we see that God wrote the Bible, and the Bible is alive. It's living. And then the third verse is 1 John 2:27. Where John says, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true. And as I read through that, I begin to see that the God, the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible, is inside of every believer, including me, and he will teach you about the Bible. So the Bible's written by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's inside of me. And what began to happen is, as I began to start just going back, I'd had some healing, I'd had peace that I hadn't had for years. So just some really new great things were happening in me. And then I'd read the Bible, and I would start to get some understanding as to what had actually happened and what was happening inside of me. And it started, what I remember is it started coming alive. It was like it went from just being a book.
a bunch of rules.
And rules, and a good book, to I'd read it, and it would just kind of jump off the page. It would just be alive and inside of me. And so that was the first time I remember having any sort of systematic Bible study.
Do you remember the first verse that really jumped out to you?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Yeah, it probably had to be like 80 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
that's been a long I had a birthday last week, and I rolled into a new decade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel any different. 60 doesn't feel any different, but I rolled into a new decade. But I can't say I remember the first verse with that Bible study. Mm-hmm. I do remember one of the first verses that we'll kind of talk about later this week, where the Lord brought Philippians 2, 3, and 4 alive, that you'll spend your life serving others. I'm paraphrasing it right now. I do remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember when and we'll talk about this later, but I remember my wife and I, we were looking to get married, trying to get confirmation, and the Lord began to bring some Bible verses alive. And as I recall, Haggai and Jeremiah and Habakkuk.
Man, does the
and
Lord,
the Song
does
of Solomon.
Does the Lord speak through those? I don't know.
He did at least once.
For sure. That's
to
awesome.
Me, he
That's
did
awesome.
At least once to my wife and I.
That's so good. That's so
How about
good.
You? What's your early... Yeah. I know you were raised in a Christian home. Yes. What was your early experience with this?
Yeah. So I remember, in church, if the doors were open, we were there. We were kind of that stereotypical Christian home. I think probably when scripture itself really started to take off for me, it's probably Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me.
That's a good one.
And that was honestly quite a few years after I had become a Christian. Probably, man, when would that have been? Older. I probably would have been 15 or 16 by that point. So I would have been a Christian for 9 years. From the public profession that I had made for my faith. It takes time sometimes. But that's probably the first verse that I really remember hitting me on a different level. It was no longer just mental understanding. You know, I was talking with my mom about this actually not too long ago. She taught our Bible drill. Did you guys do those back in the day?
We did in Sunday school.
Or sword drill is what some people call them.
Yeah, me and my buddy, we would fight each week to who was going to get it first.
That's it. So I had a lot of head knowledge because my parents made sure that I was trained in that way. But I would say probably 15 or 16 is when my first memory of one of those verses really just lifting up off the page and meaning something more than just intellectual.
Yeah, me and my friend, we were good friends, and this became a competition with us in Sunday school, who could find that verse the fastest. Mm. And what's funny is that was 45 years ago plus, and his brother is still in our church with us today, and we're still really good friends today.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Very, very cool. So what are we doing in 2024 to maybe help other people's experiences in this way?
We have, again, this year, we've offered some read-through-the-Bible plans.
Mm-hmm.
What we've offered I've sent out a lead. It's called the YouVersion Riverside Church Read-Through-the-Bible 2-Year Plan. Now, that's a mouthful. And what this particular plan does is it goes through the Old Testament over 2 years and the New Testament every year with the Psalms.
Mm.
So it's a little bit more of a balanced Old Testament, New Testament reading. And I'm on three different Bible reading groups that are going, our small group's going through that, and other groups going through that, and then our small group teachers are going through that. But like this morning, we read Genesis chapter 4, and Matthew chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of reminiscent of those early days with me when I would read through one chapter a day. Mm. It was just one chapter a day. And we'll talk more why that's beneficial as we go on this week. But that's what we're doing, and that's our encouragement this week is, first of all, read the Bible.
Yep. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Hearing from the Word of God.
I know this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Bible, and then we'll talk more this week about just some ways to go through there, some patterns, some disciplines, and some curiosity and spontaneity of how you can really, it can benefit you. It's not just something that you do, but it has real benefit to your life.
Yeah, and I think maybe to kind of close today, just to encourage you, I'm just thinking about both of us sharing. So you were what? You probably would have been 15 or 16, right?
I was 16.
When you went through. So same age range for me of, I had read the Bible before, but that's really when the Lord had started to speak to me. So for me, that was 9 years after my public profession of faith. I don't know how long that would have been for you.
Oh, it was probably a month or two.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very quickly.
So it's okay if maybe it's taken a while or maybe it's short. The Lord is going to speak to you. I guess is really the takeaway that I hear from the two different experiences is that he is going to speak to you. So stay in the Word and just trust that, you know, he might be building a foundation of knowledge before he gives you that revelation that is going to change your life.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community and small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. On Sundays, you can join us at 8:30 a.m. for our time prayer meeting and our services at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.